Sunday's elections are important for these Kurdish residents of Istanbul's Dolapdere neighborhood. So much so, they set out Friday on a 15-hour bus trip to Turkey's Kurdish region to vote.
To say these elections will be fair is impossible, but as best we can, we will keep these ballot boxes safe and cast our votes, and we will continue our resistance.
Each Kurdish vote represents a threat for Erdogan's party. More than 55,000 election monitors are fanning out. International observers are also here. One of them spoke with VOA via Skype.
Specifically, we're looking at things such as the candidate registration process, the voter registration process. We have in-depth media analysis here. Media is one of the issues and the media landscape that is being looked at, I think, by many people in relation to this election.
Police scuffled with journalists and protesters after authorities this week raided a media company whose TV stations and newspapers were critical of the Erdogan government. Scenes like those did not deter Kurds leaving for polling stations in eastern Turkey on Friday.
Now I'm speaking with courage. Normally I'm afraid. Even as I'm talking now, they can come and arrest me. The pressure on us is too much. I cannot speak comfortably, and nobody can speak. If all Kurds could speak freely, most of our work would be complete.
Outnumbered and outspent, many of these voters are going to the polls knowing that gaining a majority in parliament is out of the question. The most they can hope for is to gain influence and a better future for their children.
Despite the tensions and the threat of violence, they have enough hope that their ballots may bring about changes to the system that will eventually give them a greater voice. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Istanbul.